Saturday live on Dublin's Easy Place to Relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Delighted, as always, to welcome back Owen Cannon from entertainment.ie, the home of On Demand, to round up what's new to watch this weekend. And Owen, before we have a chat about your picks, I have to tell you that this week I started and I finished Inventing Anna. In fact, I think it was Tuesday night. I stayed up until way after midnight to get the last episode. And it was quite the watch. And I watched it kind of on your recommendation. It was one of your picks anyway. But we just seem to be obsessed, don't we, at the moment with people who've committed fraud. Not that it's funny or anything, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, the obsession is definitely the word. It's, all these kind of documentaries and, you know, live action series of dramatizations. You know, it's all kind of the same from podcasts as well. There's so many of them out there that I think there's just a wealth of fraudulent people. And yeah, it kind of leads us on to one of the first picks as well.
And I have to say, if you haven't seen Inventing Anna, watch it, but maybe suspend disbelief because there's a lot of holes in it. Watch it for yourself and see if you think that she deserved to go to jail, which she did. This one, which we'll start with, and I'm surprised that this actually didn't end up on Netflix too, but this is on Disney Plus, and this is The Dropout, which tells the true story of entrepreneur Elizabeth Holmes. And talk about going from riches to rags. I mean, she took fraud to another scale, and she's now awaiting sentencing. She's been convicted.
Together, we are making healthcare accessible to everyone in this country.
I don't understand how you're doing this extremely complex chemical engineering with a high school degree.
This technology is 10 years away.
Your idea is impossible.
So you just keep trying.
Do or do not. There is no try. That's Yoda.
Millions and millions. She was able to swindle everyone with her biotech company. So she was she's an entrepreneur and CEO of the now defunct Theranos company. And she was at one point one of the world's youngest self-made billionaires. Forgot that letter there. So she was falsely claiming that her company's technology could run hundreds of medical tests only using a few drops of blood. And Amanda Seyfried plays Elizabeth Holmes in this series. It's 8 episodes. There's 3 available right now on Disney Plus. And it does kind of follow the usual storylines that we've seen from every live action of these dramatizations of these true life stories. It does hold you there with Amanda as the centerpiece because she is such a good actress in this, and she's joined by a few familiar faces like William H. Macy and Laurie Metcalf. I think it's arrived kind of at a time when there's just so many of these out at the moment. It's like, oh, another one, really? Roll your eyes. But it is very interesting to see how she managed to swindle all these like very famous people and completely just went from very, very top to the
there was one thing that Anna Delvey said in the series, and whether she actually said this or not, but she said that when money, big money, is involved, people only see what they want to see. And I just thought that was actually quite interesting. So maybe in this case, it's a very similar thing. I would have thought they would have waited until she got her, or well, she has been convicted, until she got her sentencing to actually wrap the whole thing up before releasing it. But obviously they think, you know, strike while the iron's hot.
I would have thought that as well, but I think it's based mostly off of the podcast. I think that finished up last year. So yeah, it's mostly based off that. So I think it might have worked out a little bit better if they just waited a few more months. It's a really good watch anyway for anyone who's interested in these
fraud. People trying to defraud, thinking they get away with it. But you know what they say, your past eventually will come and catch you out. All right, that's The Dropout on Disney Plus. If you're a Star Trek fan, then obviously this will be right up your street. This is new to Prime Video, Star Trek Picard.
Well, hello, my friend.
What is this? What have you done?
Welcome to the road not taken.
There is a divergence. I know someone who could help us understand the change in time.
I'm gonna need some tea. Earl Grey, piping hot.
Hello, Guinan.
So this is season two. There's just one episode available this weekend. I think there's 10 episodes, so you've got a few weeks of Jean-Luc Picard to look forward to. So yeah, the first season arrived a couple years ago on Amazon Prime Video, and now this second season kind of just following on. I won't give away any spoilers or anything, because I know there's some massive Star Trek fans out there, but basically the second season is season embarking a new journey into the past, and there's some very recognizable faces that come and join him. Whoopi Goldberg reprises her role from her previous Star Trek role in the franchise, and also John Delancey as well. And there's also a third season that they're making already, so it's quite a massive franchise. And Patrick Stewart, you just fall in love with him in anything that he's in. Kind of wholesome and, I guess, feel good as well if you're one of the old Star Trek and the Next Generation.
All right, so that is Picard on Prime Video, and we will finish with this, and I'm actually really, really looking forward to seeing this myself. Released on Netflix this weekend. This is a Belfast-based thriller shot in real time, so it looks like it's all one continuous take. This is Night Ride.
Talk to me.
Got a tail on me. It's all gone wrong. Now the boyar's pulled out. You know what's going to happen if I don't get that money. Call Graham. Call Lefty. Call Magic Shop.
I got a lot of product and I need to shift it on. I need to shift it on now.
I know that you're going to do the job. For the people you love.
Tell them to call me direct. I'm ready to go here.
Okay.
It's not personal. It's just business.
Yeah, so it's from BAFTA-nominated director Stephen Fingleton. And as you just said there, one-shot thriller set in one single night in Belfast in the midnight streets. Mo Dunfer plays a small-time drug dealer called Budge. Mo was in so many Irish productions like Dublin Murders and Vikings as well and Black 47. And he really stands out. He really helms the movie himself. Like, there's a lot of him just kind of driving around in a car, shouting at people over the phone. And he just kind of hooks you in through that, his charm. He plays a drug dealer, and has to pull off one last deal with a loan shark played by Stephen Ree, and of course the deal goes catastrophically wrong, and it's kind of a race against time. It's all very, very intense, and it's incredible that it was all shot in one, it looks like one single shot. Very, very positive reviews out there praising Mo Dunford's role, and also praising the complexity of shooting this. I think it's 97 minutes is the running time. It's also funny. It's really a cracking watch for Netflix for sure. And if you got to watch it at the Diff Festival, I'm very jealous because I missed out.
Well, I tell you, this is certainly on my list this weekend. So that's Night Ride, new to Netflix. So just to recap then, we have The Dropout on Disney Plus, a new series, also a new series of Picard on Prime Video. And as I said, that new movie on Netflix, Belfast-based thriller Night Ride. Owen, as always, a pleasure to chat with you. Owen Cannon from entertainment.ie, the home of On Demand. Happy viewing this week, Owen, and we'll catch up with you again next week.
Cheers, Carol. Have a good weekend.